Welcome to Earth First Radio News, your source for information about the direct action environmental movement. Saving wild places, plants, and animals takes your help, so please have a pencil or pen and some recycled paper handy to jot down the contact information we try to include with every story. You really can make a difference, so write, call, or defend your local wilderness today. Now, here's the news.
Study finds thousands at risk from Himalayan glacier floods. Climate change a factor. More than 40 Himalayan lakes could burst their banks in 5 years' time, sending millions of gallons of floodwater down into the valleys and killing thousands, scientists said. The lakes formed by water from melting glaciers are filling up faster and faster as glaciers succumb to global warming. Average temperatures in the Himalayas have risen by 1 degree Celsius since the 1970s. Researchers at the United Nations Environment Program, or UNEP, have identified at least 44 potentially dangerous glacial lakes in the tiny Himalayan kingdoms of Nepal and Bhutan. We have evidence that any one of these could, unless urgent action is taken, burst its banks in 5 to 10 years' time, with potentially catastrophic results for people and property hundreds of miles downstream, UNEP's regional glacier specialist told a press conference. UNEP's conclusions were based on a 2-year study of old and new maps, aerial and satellite photographs, and the evidence of old Sherpas who saw what were tiny ponds in their childhood become large lakes 2 generations later. One glacial lake, the Chosho-Rolpa Lake in Nepal, has swollen from a surface area of 1/10 of a square mile in the 1950s to 6/10 of a square mile now, solely due to melting of a nearby glacier. The researchers also found that catastrophic floods, once seen as a 500-year occurrence, had become a frequent phenomenon in the 20th century. The worst in recent memory came in 1954 when a glacial lake at the head of Tibet's Nyankwu River burst its banks, sending 66 million gallons of water into the valley below at 270,000 cubic feet per second. The flood buried the upper valley in up to 16 feet of debris and damaged cities 50 to 120 miles away. With the lakes typically found between 13,000 and 16,000 feet above sea level, at the upper altitude limit of most helicopters and in remote rugged terrain, draining them is a complex and costly task. The favored approach now was to dig drainage channels through the glacial moraine, the mud and rock debris which often forms the unstable walls of the lakes. Work to lower the water level by 100 feet on Nepal's Chosho-Rolpa Lake high in the Rewaling and Tamakoshi valleys had already started, although a lack of funds meant progress on other critical drainage projects was slow. UNEP's survey of Nepal and Bhutan accounts for less than 10% of the whole Central Asian Massif, which also runs through Afghanistan, Pakistan, India, and China. Risk studies in these other countries are planned, the researchers said. The story was written by Ed Cropley of the Reuters News Service. Colorado to kill hundreds of deer to stop disease. A fifth deer in northwestern Colorado has contracted a brain-rotting ailment akin to mad cow disease, prompting officials to order agents to shoot hundreds of deer to stop its spread. About 2.5 weeks ago, Colorado officials announced chronic wasting disease had crossed the Continental Divide for the first time, endangering the state's multi-million-dollar big game hunting industry. Because the deadly disease can spread quickly, about 40 state wildlife agents and a dozen volunteers will shoot deer and elk wandering within a 5-mile radius of where the diseased animals roamed. There is no reliable way to test live animals for the disease. State wildlife agents want to act quickly because the spring migration period is approaching. Over the next several days, we'll remove as many deer and elk from this specific spot as possible. We don't want those exposed to move out, and we don't want other deer moving through to be exposed, Colorado Division of Wildlife spokesperson Todd Malmesbury said. So far, about 600 deer have been killed near Hayden, a town 190 miles from Denver. By this Friday, another several hundred deer and several hundred elk are expected to be shot, Malmesbury said. State officials have said there is no evidence chronic wasting disease can spread to cattle or humans, but the World Health Organization has advised against eating venison or any part of an animal showing signs of the disease. We thank the Reuters News Service for this story. Well, that's the news for today. If you have information for Earth First Radio News, please send it to cruiseef at cruiseio.com. You can find archived shows at www.radioforall.net and santacruz.indymedia.org. I'm Uncle Dennis. Thank you for listening to Earth First Radio News. So come on, boys, it's a-